To stay on top in business, stay on top of your technology with the new Business Desk podcast, The Business of Tech. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell me, was I the only person in the country taken by complete surprise yesterday when Finance Minister Grant Robertson announced that the government is going to spend $2.1 billion to buy Kiwi Bank? $2.1 billion. And even then, people in the banking and finance sector are saying that it won't mean much because for Kiwi Bank to live up to its true potential, it needs a whole lot of investment if it's going to become a genuine competitor with the big Australian banks, which is something the government says it might do. But look, I'll believe that when I see it, because I don't see a state-owned bank being a vote catcher, and we know that if something isn't a vote catcher, then generally it doesn't happen, does it? As a banking specialist at Victoria University Wellington, Martin Liberink is saying he's mystified as to why the government would want to own a bank. Here's what he's saying today, quote, "We end up funding a very risky, probably non-viable institution. Not great, if you ask me." End of quote, and I couldn't agree with him more. In fact, I think "not great" is putting it mildly. What I'd say about this, it is just another example of the current government letting ideology rule its thinking. Because apparently the super fund wanted to take a bigger stake in Kiwi Bank, providing it had the flexibility to allow private investors to get in on the action, so potentially non-state investors could have bought shares in the bank. But the government wasn't going to have a bar of that. Grant Robertson couldn't bring himself to let that happen. And so he's reached down the back of the chair, found a couple of billion dollars, and announced that the government will buy it outright. That, of course, is if the Reserve Bank gives it the nod, but I don't think the government would be announcing this if that part of it was anything more than a formality. So it will happen, and the government will have its hands all over Kiwi Bank. And what those in the know see happening is the only further investment the government might make into the bank in future is stepping in sometime if debt needs to be paid off, which in effect would make Kiwi Bank what the experts call a zombie bank. Now, a zombie bank is a bank that only continues to operate and can only continue to operate because the government acts as a bit of an ambulance at the bottom of the cliff. See what I mean? I heard one expert telling Mike this morning that Kiwi Bank has provided an illusion of competition in the banking sector, but it's never actually been able to compete with the big banks because it doesn't offer the range of services and products that the Aussie outfits offer. And in the years since the late Jim Anderton pushed hard for a 100% New Zealand-owned bank and got what he wanted, of course, since then, it's only been a small player in the market and it's probably going to stay that way, which has largely been put down to the bank not having the capital to expand and grow. And from what I'm reading today, there aren't many people around the traps who think that's going to change with the government in charge. Yes, it's spending $2.1 billion buying Kiwi Bank from New Zealand Post, ACC and the Superannuation Fund because those outfits don't see owning a bank fitting with their long-term strategic and investment plans. But the government isn't going to keep pouring money into it, and so not much is going to change. And so the question it raises is this: is a state-owned bank or a government-owned bank really a priority right now? And my answer to that would be no. And are there other things that $2.1 billion could be spent on? Well, my answer to that is of course there are. Put a list together, shall we? Now, I'm not a Kiwi Bank customer, never have been, and that's probably because they don't give two hoots whether a bank is locally owned or not. That's why I could never appreciate the fire Jim Anderton had in his belly over getting a New Zealand-owned bank up and running. And I actually think the country's moved on from those days, and I think we are over that whole thing about the Aussies taking over everything from Pavlova, Farlap, and right down to our banking system. And I suspect that most of us, whether we have accounts with Kiwi Bank or not, will be thinking today, tell me if I'm wrong, that the government has failed to read the room. Because I think there is a lot more to worry about these days than whether or not we have a truly New Zealand-owned bank. In fact, I'd go as far as saying that I think spending $2.1 billion buying Kiwi Bank is the last thing we need from the government right now, especially if the experts are onto it and if it's not going to deliver anything meaningful for the people of New Zealand. As I said before, it is $2.1 billion being spent to defend some sort of government or Labour Party ideology, and as far as I'm concerned, that is never good grounds for investment of any sort, particularly when it is an investment being made on behalf of the taxpayer, an investment being made on behalf of me and you.